to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pop goes the world by Men Without Hats.
Yeah. that makes my breathing not so easy. Well, I've had my lungs checked out with x-rays. I've smelled the hospital always. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Times when the day is like a play by Sartre, when it seems a fuck burning's in perfect order. Well, I gave the doctor my description. I've tried to stick to my prescriptions.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Live from the basement of the sub high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. Pardon me. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening. Welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing old music. Rock and electronic music. This is episode 140. It's not quite a show favorite tonight. It's live in studio. You'll never believe who's here. The only two people that actually listen to the show are here tonight, my parents. Mom, do you want to say hi?
Hi, everyone.
Do you want to be a little closer to the mic, Mom?
Hi, everyone.
Okay, I'll turn you up a little bit. You're on guest mic one, and then Dad?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for the invitation, John. We're really pleased to be here.
Yeah, no worries. Everybody's, you know, obviously I'm happy to have you here. And welcome to Vancouver for the God knows how many times you've been here. It's always raining. And
Or snowing.
Yeah, you've had some real adventures. Yeah. I mean, the first visit, it was great. But I think since then, every single visit, I've lived here a long time now. And
we're not disappointed.
You're not disappointed because you've lowered your expectations. I remember when we were looking at the long range, it looked really good.
Right.
I was like, just don't look at it. It's going to change. So on that note, I'll just get into weather and traffic pretty quickly. Weather is, we got rain tonight. Tomorrow, rain on and off, and then Sunday looks pretty cool. It's only going to go up to 283, which is really unseasonably cool here. I know 283 degrees sounds hot, but it's not warm at all. And then great weather, beautiful weather, holiday Monday, and then Tuesday it's going all the way up to 289 in town, and it's going to be sunny both days, and I think Wednesday looks good too, so... stay indoors the next couple, and traffic is bad if you're out driving right now. Maybe you already know about it. Number one problem is northbound 99, Blundell Road. It is closed, so everybody's being forced off at Stevenson on the other side of the tunnel. Normally that's backing up anyway. I mean, you'd only have one lane going through the tunnel right now, and it's backed up to, you know, before Highway 17. It's pretty normal, but there are... I don't know what's going on southbound. Maybe there's a lane hoarded for the emergency, but it's pretty busy from the 91 interchange all the way down to the tunnel. As a result, there is also additional traffic. Westminster Highway is really bad. If you're looking for an alternative, Westminster Highway is terrible trying to get to the 91 to go to the Alex Fraser. That's not good at all. Northbound of the Alex Fraser is not good. Going into Queensboro, it looks like there was a crash that's clearing up. Going into Burnaby, New West on the Queensboro. It's tough getting to the Queensboro southbound. That's busier than usual. It is just busier than usual out there. North Shore Bridges, it's not great coming down the cut, but it's not bad. Pretty good over the bridge deck, and it slows around after McGill through the Cassiar and is pretty slow through Kensington out to Brunette. Yeah, Lionsgate's a bit busy, probably, you know, 20 minutes getting on that, and then further out in the valley, it's not the end of the world, it's pretty normal in the valley, just bunching up pretty seriously around 264. And what else? So, yeah, it's not bad coming into town, so if you're coming into town on Highway 1, it's not bad, so that's about it. So other than that, stay at home, and that's traffic and weather. So having my folks here tonight, we basically, let me figure this out. I wanted to make a show with music that I remember from when I was younger, basically stuff that would be on the hi-fi or tapes that were in the car back in the 1980s, back in the last century. I've been given carte blanche to do as many hits as I like, which is nice. And Jesse's out of town, too, so nobody's going to find out. And CanCon Week was last week, so I think I'm in the clear. So I'm playing, I think, one album track. I was trying to do more album tracks, but it just did not work out. So it's just major, major hits and wonderful songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, even the 50s. There's even stuff from the 1950s on here. I think the song I just played is probably the most recent song, and that's from 1993. So those were just CanCon songs to top things up. Next song is kind of the same. It's from a band called Sheriff, and it's interesting. I remember this. We were on a trip in Florida. I think it was probably 1990 or 1991. Any ideas?
No.
I'm trying to place it, but this song was actually recorded, I think, in 82 or 83 by a band called Sheriff, which is based out of Toronto, and the song was just shelved, but then somebody discovered it years later. And the label re-released it, and it became, I don't know if a number one hit, but it was a very serious top 40 hit. So that's the first song that's coming up. I'm not sure. I know you guys liked the song at the time. I'm not sure if you have it in your collection anywhere, but everything else is straight out of your collection here. It's just another CanCon top-up. I mean, obviously when people purchase music, they're not forced to buy CanCon. That's just how it goes. Canadians only make up 0.5% of the global population, yet they make up 35% of the music at this station. So sometimes it's a bit of a stretch, but that was the first set. Started off tonight with Men Without Hats, title track from Pop Goes the World from 1986. It was Pursuit of Happiness from their first non They were like the first real independent bands, at least when I was a kid. They talked about them on Much Music. They had that song, I'm an Adult Now. They released that independently, and then they got signed. They were originally from Edmonton and moved to Toronto. And they're a great band, great harmonies, really, really unique sound. And they're not around anymore. And then finishing up with Winnipeg's Crash Test Dummies. That is from Afternoons and Coffee Spoons from God Shuffle His Feet, the 1993 album that sold millions and millions and millions of copies worldwide. You guys probably had that record, didn't you? Did you? You have it on your computer,
it's
at least.
Collection.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you've... Okay. So that was the first set. We're probably going to want to talk about the songs as we go here. But I'm just going to put something on right now. This is the song from Sheriff. And then it's just nonstop... Nonstop Family Rock coming up right now.
I never live for nobody. or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay, and it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sales.